It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Good Saturday morning, team. Welcome to the Corner 34 and 5. Welcome to the Coach's Corner. Tough night last night for the Blue Demons, but the Lady D's remain top of the leaderboard on the girls' side. The boys got a tough loss last night at home against Centerville. Centerville came to town. Very potent athletic Centerville team, and they get a big win over Albia last night. And it's going to be a tough race here in the South Central Conference, going right down to the wire. And Albia got a big win on the road earlier this year over in Sheraton, and Centerville gets a big win over Albia last night on the road. So it's going to be a showdown as we head into the final weeks of this regular season in South Central Conference basketball. But the girls keep on doing what they've been doing, and that is winning. And we're going to talk with some of the girls' basketball staff. Hopefully get a couple of girls in here to visit with us as well over their win last night. 49-45, the final score. Lady D's with the win over Centerville. And the boys go down 65-57. Also going to talk a little bit of wrestling this morning as the wrestlers head down to Wayne, to the Wayne Duels, and they'll have it on today, and we'll talk with Coach Dave Winger via the phone line and talk about a big week it was, celebrating 50 years of wrestling here in Albia on Tuesday night. Great time, and a nice reflection on the past to see some of these tremendous wrestlers come back. A room full of state qualifiers and state place winners were in that gymnasium, and some state champions. So it was a really big night for Albia wrestling. And of course, Albia sealed the deal, got the big win, got three straight dual wins, including one in dramatic fashion over Oskaloosa. And we'll relive some of those moments with Coach Winger and replay that big moments there with Kyle Sinnott, the son of Dan Sinnott. Dan, a four-time state place winner and a tremendous wrestler, and his son pulls out a big win and helps Albia seal the deal over Oskaloosa on a big night of senior night. Over 700 wins amongst all the seniors on this Albia roster, and so they're going to be sorely missed. And they participated in their final regular season wrestling matches at Albia High School. Of course, sectionals are going to be held here this year. That will be a ton of fun, and we will bring you all that coverage. We'll take a quick timeout, come back, and we'll set things up. We'll see if we can talk a little Lady D basketball, Blue Demon basketball, and some wrestling. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to the Coach's Corner.
Jason Summers will return with Coach's Corner after a quick message from our sponsors.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android mobile device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Download our mobile banking app today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Community First Credit Union.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
And a good Saturday morning. It is 9:08 here on Thunder Country KIIC. We're going to go down to the Cal-Calf Conference in Ottumwa real quick and catch up with Joe Millage. Joe?
Joe Millage broadcasting from the 43rd annual Cal-Calf Conference at the Bridgeview Center Ottumwa. I'm here with Tony Latcham. And Tony, what's going on here today?
All right. Well, we've, like you said, we have the 43rd annual Cal-Calf Conference here at the Bridgeview Center, and it's open to cow-calf producers or the general public, whoever wants to come and see what's going on in the cattle industry. In the exhibit hall, we've got over 60 exhibitors this year. We got anything from cattle chutes down to TD&T Financial with their CPA, you know, so it's a wide range of exhibitors.
I got him on the phone, Jason. I got a clip here from Cal-Calf. I'm doing and I'll get back to you.
And, you know, later on, Patrick can go through maybe some of the speakers that are going to be putting on a program. But, yeah, so 8 o'clock, doors open, and we're going to finish up here about 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, you mentioned the financial or the stalls. Ag touches so many different areas, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's the cow-calf industry. You know, many of these exhibitors touch many different parts of agriculture, and so it's a good fit for them, too. So
we're talking with Tony Latcham at the Bridgeview Center. It is the Cow-Calf Conference going on here today. You can still get down here, come in, get registered. And as you mentioned, a lot of great specialists that are going to be speaking here today. But it's an important time in the ag market, especially in the cattle market, in the beef market, right?
You bet. Yeah, we see a lot of risk out there in the beef market right now, and in ag in general, with high prices, and it's good to come in and get educated, you know, get as efficient as you can. $15 at the door gets you lunch and some proceedings and some great education. So
43rd annual, what do you know about the history of this thing? I mean, when did this thing get started? Do you know much about that, or why Ottumwa?
Well, you know, I'm young enough. I was not a charter member, but, you know, we do have a couple charter members, you know, that are still here. And 43 years ago, they thought it was very important to educate our producers. And so they got started, and, you know, it's been strong enough. And agriculture has consolidated over the years, and so it's not quite as big, but we still draw a pretty good crowd. And so, you know, started in the old Coliseum, and now we've got this, the Bridgeview Center, which is just state-of-the-art. I mean, it's very, very nice. And so sure has changed, but yet it's still a lot the same as it was when it started.
Sure. And, you know, I think it's probably great, too. These guys have, they've been locked up all winter, right? And then, and now they get a chance to get out, and it's fun to see everybody, too, right? And for people to get together and kind of share their stories.
Yeah, it is. It is. And it's kind of a reunion for everybody. And and we always have new people coming in. But yeah, it is something that people really enjoy coming to, and they look forward to it on an annual basis. So
we're broadcasting from the Bridgeview Center. It is the Cow-Calf Conference, and it's going on today. You can come on down. If you forgot about it, now we've told you. So get on down here. You can still make it today for a lot of the proceedings. And I think the $15 includes lunch, Tony.
It does. It does, yes.
All right. Tony Latcham with the 43rd Annual Cow-Calf Conference at the Bridgeview Center. Joe Millage, Thunder Country, KIIC.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5, back to the Coach's Corner. Girls basketball team's in the house, and we're going to talk with them in just a few seconds. A big win last night. They remain undefeated in South Central Conference action, and we're going to talk about this hot Lady D basketball team here in just a second. But right now, we got Coach Dave Winger on the line, and Coach is coming off a big week of Albia Wrestling. Coach Dave Winger, 50 years of celebrating Albia Wrestling. Coach, what a great night to have all those guys back in the gym.
Yeah, it was a great night, and, you know, we look forward to it all year. We plan, you know, our only home meet of the year, and it ended up being a great night. I was especially proud of the way our town showed up. You know, the stands were full, and it was a great atmosphere.
Coach, the wrestlers have really performed well, getting three big dual wins, and how prophetic that Dan sent it back on a big night for Albia Wrestling, and watch his son get a huge win to help seal the deal for you guys against Oskaloosa.
Yeah, and that's quite a deal. You know, I think an inside story there was the kid that he was wrestling used to be. You know, his dad was wrestling, come up through the ranks with us as well, so. You know, it was a match of, you know, the next generation on both sides. So, yeah, I thought about that, and it was pretty cool. It told you one thing, too, you're getting older, so.
Well, Coach, you start getting this part of the season, you got wrestlers that now are starting to get their bodies banged on, and you know, you got guys trying to get to certain weight classes. To me, that not just a physical battle, but it starts to become a mental battle for the wrestlers.
Yeah, and you know, it's a rough stretch for us. You know, this week we weighed in three times, and next week we're going to weigh in three times, and it gets to be a grind, and it's hard on the guys, you know, physically for sure, but it also wears on them emotionally as well. So when you have to make weight, and if you're sucking weight down a little bit anyway, you know, it makes it even tougher. So, you know, we're gonna adjust things a little bit here today, and then the rest of next week, because you know we're getting to the point in the season where we are worn down, but also we got to think about, you know, how close the postseason is, and we want to be fresh and we want to be ready during that time. So we're probably going to do some things today that we wouldn't normally do, but next week for that matter. But as we look to the future too, you know, what are we going to do next year? It's going to allow some of our kids that don't see varsity time very often to get their feet wet, so to speak, and we can get a head start on next year.
Well, one thing for certain, Coach, on Tuesday night, we look at that senior class celebrating their final home dual meet, and you got 700 wins amongst, over 700 wins amongst those wrestlers. These are guys that know how to win. They know the importance of February, and so, you know, you don't really have to coach them up on being prepared to get to well, but you got to rest their bodies.
Yeah, that's for sure. I mean, you name it, and it's banged up right now, so... you know, that's the thing about our schedule. It, you know, we hit it so hard here this time of year that if you have one kid that's banged up, you can usually manage that pretty well with our depth. But we're banged up with nearly everybody that we have. So, you know, you got to just take a step back, and you want to win, and you want to do, you know, we're all competitive guys, you know, really the only thing that matters on our schedule here is next Thursday. You know, we'll wrestle Davis County for a conference title, an outright conference title. And, you know, that's on our radar. And after that, obviously, it's sectional. So, you know, aside from those two things, there's really not too much that we're concerned with about, you know, going out and you know, winning. We, as odd as that may sound, I mean, you want to win as much as you can, but you got to take a step back and evaluate what you've got going on in the room. And when injuries or sickness or, you know, the mental side of wrestling, if it doesn't allow you to do that, you've got to ask yourself what's more important. Is it more important to get the kids, you know, back in mental shape and physical shape, or is it more important to win duels? And right now, obviously, it's more important to get them back into shape for February.
Playing with the head coach of the Albion wrestling team, head coach Dave Winger. Coach, reflect on that 700 wins. Reflect on that senior class. What an amazing class has been, and they really helped reestablish Albion wrestling back to its glory days.
Yeah, well, as I reflect on it, I guess the first thing that pops into my mind is how quick it went. You know, I kind of wrote it in my piece there, my conclusion there on our senior night. It just seems like yesterday that these kids were, you know, in my seventh grade classroom, and we had high expectations for them, and you know, we were thinking about what the future held for us, now the, you know, clock doesn't stop ticking, and here we are now, but 700 wins, I mean, it's going to be closer to 850 by the time we're done, you know, with these guys. And I don't know. I don't know if they keep track of that stuff. But I never imagined that you know, we'd be close to 900 wins. So with that group, so I think they've met their expectations for sure. But I know that they're not. That wasn't some of their goals. You know, is to see how many dual, you know, matches or how many matches they could win. It was how many state championships they could win. So. You know, I don't even think the kids keep track of that stuff, to be honest. But as I was sitting down and writing records down, and I got to thinking, man, if I start adding this up, it might be quite a number, and it was. So actually, I wasn't even aware of it either. But it's quite an accomplishment. I just I don't know where time goes, but I'm going to miss these guys, and they've meant the world to our program, and where we've been, where we've come from, and where we're at now, and where we're headed. You know, it's all those things thrown into one when I reflect about this group.
Coach, maybe lost in all the celebration and the looking at the 2014 seniors, was the fact that Dalton Fulkers celebrated his 100th victory on Tuesday night.
Yeah, we didn't think we'd ever get there with old Dalton. You know, it's again what we talked about last Tuesday was, you know, the adversity that he's had to fight through, and I think he's had 18 wins in two of his seasons. So, you know, you can do the math on that, and he's really battled back and overcome adversity. And we talked to him last night after practice, and we were kind of getting some plans, you know, put in place for postseason. And he's winning as many matches as at 182 pounds as he is at 170. So, you know, we're going to kind of sit down and think about what we're going to do there, and, you know, what we did with Slater a few years ago when we bumped him up. So, you know, we're looking at some of that stuff, and we're going to let Dalton have a lot of input on that. But the kid that's come a long ways and overcome a lot of different things in his career, and it was definitely good to see him reach that milestone.
Well, Coach, congratulations on a big week for you guys, and good luck today at the duels, and a big week ahead of us next week.
Yeah, it is. I think. Let's see, you're testing me here, but I think we go to Cardinal on Tuesday, and then on Thursday we go to Davis County, and I'm really looking forward to that, because, you know, the thing that I remember a lot about the relationship that I've got with you, Jason, is when we won our first conference title, and you were there to share that with us, and to be honest with you, I go back on your audio vault and listen to that when I'm feeling in the dumps sometimes, we're going to hopefully be able to relive that on Thursday, so I'm looking forward to that.
Well, can't wait, Coach. Congratulations, and we'll see you on Thursday night.
Sounds good, buddy. We'll catch you later.
Head coach of the Albie Wrestling Team, Head Coach Dave Winger, 50 years of Albie Wrestling celebrating on Tuesday night. What a night it was, and what a big finale it was. Albie getting a clean sweep at home. Three dual wins for Albie in a dramatic style over Oskaloosa. Kyle Sennett getting a big win to help seal the deal for the Blue Demons. We're going to take a timeout, come back, and we're going to continue to talk about a hot team, and that is the girls basketball team, undefeated in the South Central Conference action. They're in the house, and they're on deck when we come back. Back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to the Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Hi, this is Mike Slinning from Dewey Motor Company here in Albia.
Hi, I'm Mike Gray from Albia Motor Company right here in Albia.
Mike and Mike, you are competitors, but you're joining forces because you want our listeners to do what?
To buy locally.
Tell folks why it's important to buy locally.
There's many reasons. We keep overhead low, and that means lower prices for our customers.
And I think another good reason, one of the best reasons, is the convenience of bringing your vehicle back where you bought it for service.
Both our dealerships here in town are locally family-owned, and we have a combined 124 years experience of serving Albia and Monroe County.
Of course, we're in a small community, so we have no big dealer pressure. We still do business the old-fashioned way with a simple handshake.
You know, when you purchase your vehicle local, it helps all of Monroe County because the money stays local here.
That's a big thing. The other thing is, between the two of you, you have such a great selection. You know the people in this community. You know what they drive. You know what they like. And if you don't have it, you're going to get it.
Absolutely. Within a day or two, we can find any vehicle, new or used.
Shop locally.
Bluff Creek Archery is hosting its third annual Indoor 3D League. This league starts Monday, January 20th. The cost for the 3D League shoot is $50. For more information, call Bluff Creek Archery at 641-932-2422. Get out and enjoy this Indoor 3D League. It's a great time to sharpen your skills for the spring season. The best part of this 3D League is when you shoot, your name will go into a drawing for a new bow. That's Bluff Creek Archery in Albia, where you go for all your archery hunting needs.
The sweet smell of a fresh start smells like savings. Switch to U.S. Cellular or add a line and save $100 on any smartphone, which makes hot phones like the Galaxy Mega just a penny. Smells like a win. U.S. Cellular. Hello, better. New 2-year agreement, $35 activation fee, and shared data plan required. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you: New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high-interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
In today's economy, protecting what you have and keeping what you earn is on everyone's mind. As an independent insurance agency, Summers Insurance not only shops around for the most competitive premiums on the market, but we can also give you the small-town, friendly, neighborly service that you expect and deserve. For more information on how you can save money and protect yourself with our home, auto, business, life, and health insurance, call 641-932-7163 or 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, serving Southern Iowa for over 75 years.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back to the Corner 34 and 5. Back to the Coach's Corner. Going to talk Lady D basketball. Lady D's with a big win last night, 49-45, final score over Centerville. And sitting next to the head coach Larry Achenbach. And Coach, girls continue to play well. And another really tight basketball game. That's typically a sign of a really good basketball team, a team that's able to get wins when the pressure's on.
Yeah, last night was a tough game. We started out pretty fast and got a pretty big lead. But give credit to Centerville. They played hard the whole game and hit some shots and got themselves back in the game late, but we were able to hold on and get the conference win. And you're right, it was a tough one, and we were able to get out of there with the win, and that's the most important thing.
Coach, sitting atop of the South Central Conference, destiny's in your guys' hand to get a conference title, and yet now you got to take your show on the road, and you're going to have to win a conference title on the road.
You know, that's just the way the schedule is, and you know, and we've talked before, you got to take care of business at home and then hopefully steal one or two on the road, and that's what we're going to have to do down the stretch. But we've got a long way to go before we get there. We've got 4 games next week, and only one of them's conference games, so you know, we got to use those games as building blocks to make us better as we get ready for that stretch run.
Coach, the games 5 through 15 are the games on the boys' side. I'm not sure if it works the same way on the girls' side, but how does the seeding work for you guys going into the postseason? Of course, we want to worry about today and work on getting a conference title first, but how does all that seeding fan out for you guys?
The girls' union does it quite different than the boys. The boys know right now who's in their regions, and then they seed them, like you said. And the girls, they just bring out pairings, and I think they look – The way they do that is they try to get the best teams and together, and they wait, and you know, pairings will either come out late next week or the following week. So you know, you never know where you're going to go. Last year we went and played at Davis County. A couple years before that, we went over toward and we ended up playing Mount Air. So we're kind of on the you know, edge of some things, so we really don't know where we play. We just got to, you know, the main thing is we just got to keep improving, keep playing, and hopefully keep getting some wins, and that'll help us when the pairings come out.
And then potentially a chance to host some early round games.
You know, you hope so. You just never know how that works. And yeah, you hope at least you get to host one game. And you know, and we're in Class 3A, and three games get you to state. And so if we could host one game, that would be really nice.
Coaches hate when broadcasters like me talk about the future. You know, you're worrying on the moment. So tell us about the moment. How's the health of this team? You know, it's just talking wrestling, and it's true with all the sports. When you get to this point in the season, you guys have been on the run. It probably was pretty nice to have a little bit of a week off. You had about 5 days off. But how's the health and the condition of this team?
I think we're in good shape that way, you know, and the biggest thing that we need to stress to our team is, you know, we kind of came out of nowhere and snuck up to the top. And before, you know, I think teams knew that we were pretty capable of doing some things, but I don't think they really knew, you know, how good we could be. And I'm not sure we knew how good we could be either, you know, and now, you know, you come out and we're, we're sitting with 10 wins and we're leading the conference, and so that's not a secret anymore, and everybody knows that we're going to get everybody's best effort now. And so I think mentally we've got to get a little better prepared, you know, and that's hard because at the beginning you can kind of sneak up on some people and they don't see you coming, and now we have done that, we're at the top, and now we've got to be ready for best shot from everybody that we play.
I think a real key ingredient to you guys' success this season, those early last-second wins that you guys got, those real game-on-the-line baskets that were made, you know, that really, and it's tough to coach that, to girls, to get them to really see their potential and to believe in themselves, but winning has a way of doing that, and when you win in dramatic style, then that confidence level can really go up.
You know, when you get into those close games, it comes down right to the end, and there's not much room for error, and you have to make good plays. If you make good plays, you come out on top, and if you don't make the plays, you know, you don't, and we did. We executed. We made the good plays, and I think that helps your confidence, too, as we get ready to go on down the stretch, and so hopefully we can use on that. You know, last night we really didn't panic. You know, we weren't at our best, I didn't think, and, you know, Centerville had a lot to do with that. They were hitting some outside shots, and they had changed up their defenses and made us try to recognize things, and, you know, we came through that. And so, you know, we came through that, and we stepped forward, and we got to do that again as we get ready to play those four games next week.
Well, as I sit and look across from us, I see your shadow. I see Coach Haywood sitting here. You know, since you've taken over the program, you know, he's been a part of that. And to me, you know, when you have guys around you, coaches around you, that know exactly what you're thinking and know how to do it. One, it makes practice go a lot better, but those tight moments as a coach where you got to make those, you have somebody you can lean on that sometimes you don't have to say words, you just look at each other and you know what to do.
Yeah, unfortunately for Mike, we think alike, and the poor guy thinking like me might be in some trouble, but we do, and, you know, and I think we mesh pretty well together, and all our coaching staff, you know, Tessa Simpson comes in there, and, you know, we work together to try to make this the best team we can, and I think we do. We feed off each other and try to make the girls the best we can, and you know, just keep going forward. That's what we need to do.
Let's go meet Mike Haywood, one of the assistant coaches, longtime assistant coach for Coach Larry Achenbach. Coach, this team has found a mental edge that had maybe been lacking for the last couple of years, and of course, then just the development of these girls athletically.
Yeah, and you talked about the early season close wins we got, and that really helped, because last year we started out and we were really playing pretty well at the beginning of the year, but we lost those close games. Things didn't fall our way, and that can sure snowball. And so the reverse of that's happened this year. You know, we got some confidence and went into Christmas break playing pretty well and had a good week of practice in there, which is important. And it's the way you start, it can really obviously set the tone for the way the rest of the season goes.
When I look at this team, you know, it's the week before against you go back, you guys were able to play a really good half court, but you're also a team that can get up and down the court. This team has multiple facets, multiple looks you can give other teams, but a real strong interior.
Yeah, and that's the strength of this team, is that we do, in the past, we ran more than we have this year, and that's more a numbers thing. We're not really able to because we're not as deep as we have been in the past. But last week, the matchups dictated that we really needed to make it a half-court game as much as possible and focus on some certain things. And the girls did a great job of executing that both nights last week. And if we need to run, there's been games this year that the matchup and the opponent dictated that maybe we press a little bit, you know, and try to speed the game up. And so far we've been really successful doing that. And that's the strength of these guys. They're experienced. They've been in different situations. And as long as they're, you know, we're mentally, and we've been really strong at that, mental focus on what we want to do, we're able to play both ways.
Well, in order to be mentally tough, you got to have leaders on your team that can help. That, you know, the coaches can preach it, but the girls see each other in the hallways. They see each other all week long, and then they're the ones got to do on the court. And you got to have people that are good leaders out there, and that typically arises from your senior class.
Yeah, that's so true. And this year's senior class has been fantastic, on and off the court. They've embraced the younger kids, and helped bring them along. And that in turn, you know, they push the older ones in practice, and that makes us better. And this group has been fantastic. I was telling somebody the other day, they talked about how the team seems to get along, and they do. They have great chemistry. And as you know, if you have team chemistry, that doesn't necessarily guarantee you a successful season, but if you don't have it, that pretty much guarantees you won't. And this group's been fantastic, and that's why I think going forward, I think we have a chance to finish really strong.
A conference title, sitting in your guys' hand, that's a different level of pressure that you haven't felt for a while.
No, and that's a totally different outlook, and we talked to the girls about that all week last week, that it's different now. You know, we're that team currently sitting at the top that everybody, you know, some of these teams can make their season beating the first place team. And so we're going to get that every time. It's, you know, and that's just a fact. And we learned that last night. We were able to come out with a win. You know, we didn't learn the lesson the hardest way. But
you played basketball in this conference. You played in some of these venues, and getting wins on the road's always difficult. But now the journey to a conference title is going to be via the road.
Yeah, we have Sheraton at home conference-wise next week, and then we finish with four on the road. And it's going to be difficult, but that's what you have. If you want to win a conference championship, you have to win in those places. So we'll see what happens.
Well, very good. We're going to come back after a quick timeout and talk with two of the outstanding Lady Ds. We've got Haley Hudson in the house, Katie Dyson. When we come back, back to the Corner 34 and 5, you're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make the most out of your savings, and how do you make it last? How much should I take out, and when? When should I take out Social Security? Or, if your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones financial advisor Brian Crosser. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Stop by our office at 18 Washington Avenue East in Albion, the south side of the square. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Anderson's Country Store in Beacon has been open 1 year. Wow, what a year it's been. The best pizzas around. Buy a large pizza this Saturday and get a small one-topping pizza free. That's right, absolutely free. Or you can get a free 2-liter of pop. They have convenient hours. They have a drive-up window, delivery service. What a convenience store. And a 1 year anniversary. Buy a large pizza and get a small one absolutely free. Anderson's Country Store in Beacon this Saturday.
Give your clothes the care they deserve with the new Whirlpool Cabrio high-efficiency top-load washer and dryer. With 4.8 cubic feet of capacity, this washer offers enough space to wash more than 3 baskets of laundry in just one load. Precision Dispense Plus, along with 11 adaptive wash cycles, automatically sense and adjust to the size of your load, while only using the correct amount of water, providing you with the perfect combination of powerful cleaning and gentle fabric care. Paired with a Whirlpool Cabrio 7.6 cubic foot high efficiency dryer, drying loads from your Cabrio washer is made easy. Advanced moisture sensing technology automatically ends the drying cycle to prevent overdrying, while the enhanced touch-up steam cycle uses steam to relax wrinkles and refresh clothes in as little as 20 minutes. When paired together, you can save over $3,300 in lifetime energy cost. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see the full line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family-owned and operated since 1960.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android mobile device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Download our mobile banking app today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Community First Credit Union.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. Back to the Coach's Corner. We're talking Lady D basketball and a big win last night over Centerville, conference rival. And the Lady D stay undefeated in conference action. And I'm sitting next to a couple of star seniors on the South Beach Lady D basketball team. Katie Dyson sitting next to me. Katie, what a tremendous senior season you guys are having as a team. And we could see you guys continue to develop over the last couple of years as seniors, and you're having a tremendous senior year.
Yeah, we didn't. Well, coming into this last year, we didn't lose many people, Kylie and Garver, but we didn't know what it was like, and playing with everyone else, we know that we had some tough competition against Davis County and Eddyville. And so turning out our senior year like this, 5-0 at the break, is kind of cool and really self-confident booster. So, yeah.
Those early wins in the season, we just talked with the coaches about it. You know, I think that really helped get the mindset right that you guys can win and can win tough games, getting those early season dramatic wins.
Yeah, those dramatic wins, I think we about gave Bach a heart attack a couple of times. But it was nice to get those and to show what we have and what we can do as a team, and that the seniors really help and push along, and that it's going to be hard for them next year.
We're talking with Haley Hudson. Haley, a senior. You know, Haley, you've really filled the role of coming in, and to me, you're like that extra little bit of a spark that brings the team, particularly on your defensive side. You take a lot of pride in playing a really tough defense.
Yeah, playing as a wing most of my life and then going into a post position is definitely different, but I do like to get aggressive and get as many rebounds as I can. Sometimes I make mistakes, but you only learn from them, so.
Well, sometimes you give up a little bit of height, but your athleticism really helps pull you through, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, definitely. It's difficult sometimes, but I think that the most of teamwork will make us get better as we go, so.
You guys seem to have a really good bond as a team. Coach Haywood talked a little bit about that. A lot of teams talk about it, but it's just verbiage. But it appears you guys really get along well together as a team.
Yeah, and I think that has a big part of teamwork. We have been definitely a lot closer this year than past years. So if we continue that and maybe get that more, then I think we will easily make the state.
You got the point wise. You know, the opponents can look and you can see that the points don't come from Haley Hudson, but you're one of those players I think can take the pressure off and provide some scoring. You've been more assertive about going to the basket this year, and I think that's going to be a real key down the stretches.
Yeah, I try to score sometimes, and then. But I don't think it's an I. Like, it's not an I thing. You have to work together, and if you're open, you just got to take it to them. So if we do keep doing that, then I think we'll continue winning, and just that self-confidence and just as a team, we'll get better.
Katie, senior year, final go-around, I just about fell on top of him. You've kind of had the spotlight on you in the middle. Teams start to know Katie Dyson's going to be a scoring threat in the middle, and you're starting to see teams really concentrate on that. How's that feel pressure-wise, and what are the keys to you continue to score and provide that interior offense?
Well, most of the time I look for Brooke when we do. We like to try the high-low thing whatever we run. And so she's someone I go to a lot. And if I can't do anything, I just pass it out to the wing and hope we can get a shot up from the three-point line. If not, I try to do what I can and take it to the basket, but it just depends on who we're playing and how good they're guarding you and stuff.
Well, you guys have been you're in a unique place. You have a conference. You're in the leading the conference, and now that bullseye that once you were chasing, now it's suddenly flatly on your back.
Yeah, coming in, we go to Eddyville and Davis County, and I know that playing at those places all the time, it's been hard every year, and I'm thankful that we don't have to go back to Sheraton again, because I absolutely hate playing there. And Eddyville's not much better, because it's just the environment and going into a away court visit or the experience, and it really puts a lot of pressure on us to do good, and they think they have the home court advantage, and then it's kind of hard since all our games are away now.
Well, Haley, that's going to require leadership, and that's what's needed and expected out of the seniors, and I guess that's going to be a key part for you and your other senior teammates to down the road.
Yeah, being a senior this year, it's a lot different, and you have a lot more responsibility by keeping the team together and just making sure that everyone keeps their heads up, even if they make an error, because errors just are mistakes, and you can get better from them. But, yeah, definitely being a senior this year, you have to have a lot of leadership, and you have to be the ones to be pumping up the team and, like, showing them how to do it and all this other stuff, so...
Well, we're on the home stretch here, girls. What's the key? I'll start with Haley, and then I'll finalize with Katie here. What's the keys to pulling this off and getting a conference title?
Like Coach says, just give it all you got until the tank's empty, and even then you have to dig deeper and give it all you got. But I'm looking forward to it, and if we all give it our best effort, I think we can make it.
Well, last night we had a talk after the game. You know, it was a tough game, and so... We just want to continue to work and get better at what we're doing, and that takes a lot of effort and practice, and from the younger people to push us, seniors and the upperclassmen. And I think that if we just come together as a team and stay strong, we'll be able to finish hard.
Girls, thanks so much for stopping by. Haley Hudson, Katie Dyson, two outstanding seniors on this Albie Lady basketball team. Get a big win last night, 49-45, the final score. They remain undefeated in South Central Conference action. And a big week ahead of them. Going to have to travel down to Davis County next week. So big week for them. Our Chargers are coming to town next week. So that'll be a big conference showdown as Albia looks to stay undefeated in conference action. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back and talk Blue Demon basketball. When we come back to the Corner 34 and 5. You're listening to The Coach's Corner.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
Pre-planning and pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burden from loved ones under difficult circumstances and ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It might seem intimidating to begin planning your own final arrangements. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you, with no obligation, at your home or the funeral home, to walk you through the process. Contact Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam, has some of the best pizzas, sandwiches, and ice cream this side of Rathbun Lake. This week, buy one breaded pork loin and get a dollar off the second one. No need to share this great sandwich. Everyone can have their own at this special price. Their new winter hours are Thursday through Sunday only from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's Captain's Landing on J5T, the road to the dam. Open this winter with a limited winter menu. If the weather is bad, call first, 641-724-3743. That's 641-724-3PIE.
Are you ready for a getaway? Step back in time at the McNeil Stone Mansion Bed and Breakfast in Oskaloosa, where you can experience a relaxing, romantic setting with super comfortable beds, gourmet breakfasts, and complimentary evening desserts, and time for quiet reflection. Call now, 641-673-4348, or visit www.thestonemansion.com. That's 641-673-4348.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Welcome back, everyone. Talking basketball, moving from the girls to the boys' side. And sitting next to me is Coach Kevin Archer. Coach, a tough loss last night for you guys. Centerville, really good program. And, you know, now it's a toss-up. We knew it'd be a battle right to the end. And you're going to have to get some wins on the road, just as Centerville did last night. But a tough loss for you guys, nonetheless.
Right. Yeah. You know, the guys are pretty disappointed. Coaching staff is pretty disappointed. You know, Centerville deserves a lot of credit. You know, they had a nice game plan, and wasn't necessarily something that we hadn't seen, but it was a defense that we hadn't seen Centerville play, and we had prepared for it. But Centerville isn't very deep, but they have four guys, maybe even that fifth guy, that they just all look the same. You know, they're about 6'2", and they're long, and they're athletic. So they've got a lot of interchangeable pieces, especially on the defensive side. And like I said, it wasn't necessarily that we hadn't repped that defense. I mean, we've seen every game we see something a little bit different. Hadn't really seen Centerville play that a ton on tape. We had prep for it, but the way that Centerville played it was just a little bit different, and I thought we struggled, especially on the offensive side. Just didn't shoot the ball well, but a lot of that you have to give credit to Centerville, and it was a collective effort. You know, we had a lot of guys miss shots. I think probably our shot selection was pretty similar to what it normally is as far as who takes it and when they take it. It just wasn't a very good shooting performance. And I thought, you know, Mason Cox got us back in. He hit some threes there in the third, and maybe it was early fourth. You know, looking back, it's hard to remember exactly when those things happened, and got it back to a 3-point lead or 3-point game, and had the ball with a chance to tie. But you know, it wasn't necessarily that possession as much as it was the end of the game when we continued to struggle to knock down open looks and to get quality ones.
Well, Coach, experience something you haven't experienced for a long time, and that's now preparing after a loss. This team has played such good basketball, and now you got to get them back up on their feet again. It's always tough to taste a loss, but a lot can be learned in that.
Right. And we have good leaders. It's just a matter of how badly we want to get better and how much we care about one another. And we even talked about it before the game. You know, we have a chance. We have an opportunity here this week, you know, going into tonight and then finishing next Saturday to for our guys to prove how much they really like each other, because we've got a really tough stretch of games. And we had some games here after break that weren't terribly competitive. And you know, I don't think that necessarily hurt us. You know, maybe sometimes you think that not having a bunch of tight games and then having a game like we had last night, you know, maybe set us back a little bit, those first couple of games not being as competitive. But, yeah, it's just a matter of what type of team we have. You know, we'll figure out this week, what type of guys we have and how much they really like each other and how much they want to still have a successful season. Because, you know, right now we're at the top. You know, all three teams have one loss. Obviously, if we want to win the conference title, we're probably going to have to win it at Centerville. Sheraton's playing really good basketball right now. They've got a nice team, a nice combo in those two sophomores. And they'll come here Friday, and that'll be extremely difficult. But we have two games to feel better about ourselves, and neither one of them are going to be easy. But it's almost a situation where it's probably better for us to play Monday, Tuesday than to practice all week leading up to Sheraton, just because it gives us an opportunity to get back on the court and get some confidence back. But I think it's really gonna test who we are, and it's really gonna test the type of character that we have. And I'm confident that we have good kids. We're just gonna find out how important it is to them this week.
Well, I look at this club, and that's what I see. You know, I see guys that are really good athletes, but what makes them special is the kind of competitors they are. You know, you got guys that have won state track titles, guys that have participated in big time, stressful state moments. So these are kids that are competitors as well as athletes.
Absolutely, it wasn't the stage last night by any means that hurt us. You know, it wasn't really a nerve situation at all. It was just an execution situation, and the fact that Centerville had a really nice game plan. But yeah, we have kids that are prepared for big moments and you know, all types of situations, track, baseball, football. You can look back and see it, you know, cross country. You can see guys participating at a high level. So it's not necessarily being concerned about that. It's just a matter of, you know, how do we respond? You know, are we gonna leave the gym? And you know, you leave the gym sometimes, and after a tough loss, and you've got a couple people that you see after the game that want to tell you why you lost and tell you what's wrong and tell you the things that need to be changed. And we address that all the time. You know, we're gonna coach you, you know, and you're gonna get a lot of suggestions maybe about how things can change, and a lot of things from people that that don't put the time in, you know, and that's the unfortunate thing. But as long as we stick together and we believe in what we're doing and we believe that we have a good team, I think we'll be just fine.
Well, it's one of those things, too, that, you know, I look at this team, and you don't get to the point where you are 10-1 on a season going into last night and not have tremendous chemistry. You can't play winning basketball and survive an entire season without having really good chemistry. You know, from an outside vantage point, knowing the guys on personal levels, this is a team that cares about each other.
Yeah, I think so, too. I thought we had an excellent summer. I mean, just being around each other and hanging out, and it just the vibe was always really, really good, you know, and that was refreshing for me, because I really felt like at times last season that the vibe wasn't very good for a couple of different reasons. And as a coach, when you put so much time into preparation, you put so much time into your week, and you know, you're constantly trying to find ways to get your team better and to prepare for what you can see. And when you have to worry about guys not liking each other or guys not getting along, that makes it miserable, because that's a really important deal, you know. And if you have team chemistry issues and you're trying to fight battles there along with trying to prepare your team, it makes for a really long and tough season. But I feel like we have good chemistry. Like I said, this piece of adversity here is gonna show us exactly how close we are. But you know, I'm pretty confident in who we have and the guys that we have and the way that they like each other.
Well, truly, Coach, everything you were shooting for before last night still right in your hands, and I think you're going to have to continue to have that continuity and that relationship. And you're a big moment here for your seniors. As we go down that stretch, you know, they're seeing that old clock ticking, and they know these are becoming their final minutes. And I look at your seniors, and I see guys that are really fierce competitors.
Right. A group of tough-minded kids and a group of guys that want to win and want to do whatever it takes to win. I think we'll be fine. I mean, as long as we stay together and as long as we have the right mindset moving forward. Last night was a setback. You know, it would have been a really nice win for us to stay at 5-0 and have a game lead on both teams, but it's not the way it worked out. You know, I felt like first half we really weren't good enough defensively, and I thought we did some things, made some adjustments, and we were better defensively in the second half. I think they scored 20 points in the second half. We could just never really get things going offensively, and that was the frustrating bit. And what you see as a coach, from a coaching standpoint, is that nobody guards us like they guard everyone else. So I can watch film and I can watch Centerville play Sheraton, and Centerville's not going to guard Sheraton like they're going to guard us. Nobody's really going to guard anyone like they're going to guard us. So it's not like you get to sit and watch what you're going to see like I have in the past. You know, I've been able to prep for zones, and I've been able to prep for the ways that they fight through screens and the way that they handle certain situations on a man-to-man side. But, you know, we're seeing a lot of things that we're really seeing for the first time, and we're trying to have to guess and prep and, you know, what are we going to do in these situations and how are we going to handle these situations. And like I said, it was a deal last night where we'd seen the defense. We just hadn't seen it played that way by a group of interchangeable athletes. You know, but we have this film, and it'll get watched and it'll get dissected. And they want to play that defense next time. We'll have a much better game plan on how to attack it. So that'll be beneficial. You know, losses aren't always the worst thing in the world. You know, losing one in conference isn't a good thing at all. But if this loss helps us and makes us a better team, then that's a good thing.
One of the unique things about not being able to see teams prepare for the way they prepare for you is that teams have to prepare uniquely for your basketball team too, and that, I think that's one of the strengths. And I don't think I think you're a really difficult matchup for teams, particularly teams that aren't going to see you over and over again. As we go further into the season, I think that's what's going to make you a unique team going into the tournament action.
Yeah, that is a good point. If you're not going to play a certain style and you have to prep for us and play that way for one game, you know, that is a good point. If you're not used to playing it, you might not get enough reps in to play it well. But obviously that wasn't the case last night. But yeah, I would like to think that we have some some guys on our basketball team that give people problems. But you know, like I said last night, it was a collective offensive effort. You know, I'll watch it and I'll look a little bit closer at the statistics. I didn't really do that last night after the game, but just a situation where, you know, you can probably go through the list, and we had guys that didn't necessarily knock down shots that maybe they have to help us win some of these games here. You know, with the stretch that we made, you know, we started 2-1, got to 10-1. And during that stretch, you know, we've had some adversity in games and we've had some tight games, but we've always been able to make adjustments and make runs and get leads, and just wasn't able to do that last night.
Next three games, real important, Coach. The 10 or 5 through 15, important for seeding going into the tournament. Of course, Centerville or Sheraton on Friday night is going to be big, but these next three are really big for your program.
Right. And the 5 through 15, you know, we're still sitting in good shape there. I think we're 7-1. We're 7-1 now, 5 through 15. So we play good basketball. We've got a chance at a bye and a game at our place, which would be really nice. But yeah, you know, get through those games this week. We'll be through our 5-15, and then obviously Sheraton on Friday is, you know, the team that wins that game is still in the hunt, and the team that loses needs a lot of help. So an enormous week.
Head coach of the Alabama Blue Demons, head coach Kevin Archer, and a big week ahead for them. A big week ahead in sports here on the KIC. Have a great Saturday. This is Jason Summers from the Coach's Corner saying so long. Until next Saturday, you've been listening to the Coach's Corner.
Looking out all over Southern Iowa, Thunder Country, KIIC, Albia.
NBC News Radio, I'm Scott Walter.